about it. We said there's intelligence of you, understand the rules, not the exception. Okay? We want to talk about, here we are looking for what? Do you remember? We are looking for what in here? To feel good. That good feeling was the aim, right? That good feeling comes to you. How? Is there a rule? You do this, then you will be happy? No. Happiness doesn't follow the rules. Because happiness is getting closer to love. And is exception. An exception is beyond the logic. As simple as that. So logical people, they have difficulties walking this path. You need something else. Exactly, the next verse, he made the exception. He said, but there are exceptional people who are not like this. They could go even with the logic. But look at it this way. Who made the logic? The thinkers made the logic. Everybody is following it. It's like that. If the blind people, they are using a wooden stick, a fellow with the eye gave it to them and led them to use it. Everything comes from the eye. And the follower of the logic, they have to follow logic blindfolded. Logic dictates, right? Isn't that the proper English to say? Logic dictates. That's dictatorship. Love is out of that. Would you please dictate to this man to fall in love with someone? Could you? Logically, yes. Logically, you could convince him to pretend. Yeah, if the deal is good. Come on. That's a logic. That's a logic. If the deal is good. But we are following the heart, which follows no rule. And we'll make the exception. We are looking for that exception. So this wooden leg is not enough. He talked about this. Then the conclusion was this, that if this logic, you didn't make the logic. Aristotle is made it. Gave it to you to be able to walk. If you cannot use that logic now, that logic is stopping you and make you fight with the others, break it down. That's no good logic if it's stopping you. Logic was made to get you closer to the good feeling. Right? Do you think that you're closer to that because of all these logical changes? Logically, we changed the environment of our living environment is man-made today. But let's talk about that happiness. That happiness always surprises me because I believe we're lucky to be in a transition time that a miracle happened. For so many years, centuries, and so on, one of the main wishes of the human being was something that looked impossible. I'm talking from the time of your cousins, apes, because if you're logical, you belong to them. From apes till now, one of the main dilemma for a human being is death, isn't it? Because that's a problem. You are alive, you have to run away from death. And death comes suddenly. No advance notice. Everybody was complaining about this. They were saying, oh, if you could know in advance, at least you know to finish this business, at least you know to do that. For thousands and thousands of generations, they wished, if there was a notice in If there was a way to know in advance this magical, unbelievable stuff happened in our time. Now, for two reasons, we have that advance notice. One, because we doubled the age of this machine. This machine was made for approximately 40 years. Now we take it over 80. So the decadence is much visible, and we have a lot of instrument to get it. So we'll have sometimes the notice. Then ridiculously, that doesn't help. When you get the notice, you will ruin the rest of your life thinking about that. And it's sillier than that, even talk with the not very young one who don't think that the death is seriously there, but talk with everyone. Everybody will wish, oh, I wish I will not go that way. I wish I go suddenly. That thing that was in the past, that nobody liked it. That's your logic. If you look at your logic from a broader perspective, no matter how you look at it, it's ridiculous. Because it's made of egocentrism. Rumi talked about all of this and said, this is it. This logic, this silly logic of you. We want to talk about something else, and we need the miracle. This is the point that today is going to make for you. Rumi will tell you why we have to have that illogical stuff beyond your understanding because of the subject. Would you please start from the leg of the 2126? Oh.
Myriad, okay, just a sec. My 2126 is for their conformity and their drawing evidence.
Yes, start from there.
Okay. For their conformity and their drawing evidence.
These are those non-believers pretending that they believe, yeah.
For their conformity and their drawing evidence from logical proofs and all their wings and wing feathers depend on opinion. The vile devil raises a doubt. All these blind ones fall in headlong. The leg of the syllogizers is of wood. A wooden leg is very infirm. Unlike the ketuv of the age, the possessor of vision, by whose steadfastness the mountain is made giddy-headed. The blind man's leg is a staff so that he may not fall headlong on the pebbles. The cavalier that became victory for the army, who is he for the religious, one possessed of sight? If, with a staff, the blind have seen their way, under the protection of people are they clear-sighted. Were there no men of vision and kings, all the blind in the world would be dead. From the blind comes neither sowing, nor reaping, nor cultivation, nor trading and profit. If he did not bestow mercy and grace upon you, the wood of your logical deduction would break. What is this staff? Inferences and demonstration. Who gave them that staff? The all-seeing and almighty one. Since the staff has become a weapon of quarrel and attack, break that staff to pieces, O blind man. He gave you the staff that you might approach. With that staff, you struck even at him in your anger.
Okay, here, I just add one little thing, because none of these words will do. None. This piece is not translatable in a way, because it's so beautifully played originally with the language.